Cryptocurrency traders were stunned last week by an aggressive action from Japan's central bank. It embarked on a bond-buying program. But by at least one measure, the effort is twice the size of a similar program undertaken here in the U.S. by the Federal Reserve. The point is to shock Japan's economy out of more than a decade of sluggish growth and deflation. As NPR's John Itzi reports, the strategy is already having an effect, both inside and outside Japan.
Jens Nordvig, global head of currency strategy at Nomura Securities, was one person surprised by the Bank of Japan's strong move.
The amount of money that they're essentially ejecting into the system is unprecedented relative to the size of the economy.
It wasn't a surprise that the central bank took action. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe had made clear his intention to provide strong stimulus to the economy and recently installed a new president at the Bank of Japan who backs his approach. Nordvik says the financial markets expected a stimulus comparable to the U.S. Fed's action. What they got was twice as large, and it got an outsized response.
It's being received in the financial market in a way where it's almost the entire focus globally from the U.S. to Italy, Turkey to Brazil.
For instance, long-term interest rates fell sharply in the U.S. and stocks in emerging markets strengthened as the Japanese central bank flooded the financial system with yen. Japanese stocks also skyrocketed, and the country's currency tumbled to four-year lows of about 100 yen to the dollar. That devaluation of the yen should help Japan move from deflation toward the goal of about 2% inflation a year, says Jens Nordvig, and boost economic growth by encouraging spending.
If you know prices are going to rise in the future, you're more inclined to spend now than wait. And that's the basic mechanism through which you can bring forward consumption and investment.
Nordvik says it's too early to tell for sure, but it appears the policy is working.
They managed to really engineer a big sentiment shift, big changes in asset prices, and even on inflation expectations, which is at the core of what they're trying to shift, that we're starting to see some upward movement.
Professor Sungwon Son of California State University Channel Islands says Prime Minister Abe's policies are also beginning to have some effects on the ground.
Some of the Japanese companies such as Honda and Toyota, they are reporting fairly good sales as a result of the yen depreciation, making their products more competitive at the expense of other countries such as South Korea, for example.
Ah, and there's the rub. While a weaker yen might help Japan's economy, it's hurting the economies of some of its neighbors, particularly in Asia. Son, who just completed a visit to Japan and South Korea, says the countries compete head-to-head on 7 of their 10 largest exports.
Put yourself in the position of the South Koreans. They are saying that, well, we are losing market share. Should we engage in competitive devaluation? And I wouldn't be surprised at some point they say, we have to defend ourselves against the Japanese depreciation of the yen.
That weakening of the yen has countries from South Korea to Brazil concerned about the specter of a currency war, where countries devalue their currencies to make their exports cheaper. But so far, the powers that be, like the U.S., the G20, and the IMF, have defended Japan's actions. Here's IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde on CNBC yesterday.
They're doing what they can to kickstart growth when there has been none for a long time, like in Japan, and to make sure that credit flows into the real economy so that investment can start again.
While some see a return of growth to Japan as a positive for the world economy, despite the damage to some of its direct competitors, Professor Son disagrees.
I don't think Japan is going to be really the swing factor as far as the global economic activities are concerned.
That's because with an aging society and no population growth, Japan's ability to expand fast enough to be a global economic engine is limited. John Itzi, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.